How do we bridge the gap between labor and management? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marie Rudin, clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at Weill Cornell Medical School, looks to answer this question.
Labor management partnerships have been successfully used since the 1990s in some American healthcare systems. Our research has revealed that they have improved the quality and effectiveness of patient care, lowered healthcare costs, and provided a voice for frontline staff in these settings. Healthcare labor management partnerships involve frontline hospital staff at all levels in identifying and solving pressing clinical care problems in their units or departments. This is important since hospital administrators have increased by 3,200% over a 25-year period. Because of their predominant focus on regulations and finances, these administrators have become increasingly distant from the realities of frontline patient care. Partnerships are structured to provide support for teams composed of frontline staff, healthcare union representatives, and administrators as they solve care delivery problems, create proposals, and implement solutions. Our research has shown that the labor management partnership at Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn dramatically cut response time to cardiac monitor alarms by over 50%. Reduced turnaround time for lab results to the ER by a third, and reduced patient falls and hospital-acquired infections by 50%. It also cut costs for hospital cleaning by 49%. The partnership at the LA County Department of Health Services established a care system assigning patients to their own team of providers, boosting patient satisfaction by 91%. With the COVID pandemic illustrating disjunctures between staff and administrators over obtaining PPE, the use of such partnerships is timely.
That was Marie Rudin of Weill Cornell Medical School. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.